from the city, she lived by the sea. Stepped onto the train at the station to where we said we'd meet. All right
house, by the way. It's just a house that we're staying in so that the members can have more space. I don't want to take up a bed. The actual house is there.
Rooms?
Because we had no walls.
This one we, it's more soft top.
Yeah.
I had that before. Like you've had a certain amount of money, and yeah. Then when you go below, it's like up.
Yeah, you start feeling less than. Say 60k, that's your identity. You go, I'm the guy with 60k, I'm the guy with 100k, I'm the guy with 250, and it's like you drop below and you go, I'm not me anymore, I'm not as good as I used to be.
Yeah, but
it's
for like, example, like when I dropped, for me, just unlocked it, like, you know, that was like the new baseline.
Yeah.
And when you're solo, like it doesn't matter anymore. For example. So now it's just like, it's irrelevant. So I'm just trying to like grow the business as much.
Yeah.
Just push everything there.
There's like a fear of losing money. Once people get it, there's like, I've seen a lot of people do this. They're ambitious, they risk take, they start making money, they make good money. And then once they've got money, they're like, yeah, but now I have it, the game's changed, I don't want to lose it. I've got family, I've got kids, I've got whatnot. And so you still need to be the same ruthless barbarian cunt. You still need to be like, how much is it? 20k, I think it's worth it. Bang. And people are like, what's the matter with you? And you go, but that's how I became successful. So I assume that's how I'm going to become more successful.
I would say the people who are above you, they can just give you like a whole new perspective that you just otherwise couldn't like see on your own. And that makes you just look at everything differently, and it helps you make more money and like not be as stressed. I plan to be a member for a very long time because it's just like, it makes so much sense. I think the value that you get for what you put in or for what you buy is incredible.
What do you think?
By far, trying to convince guys under the age of 30 that going outside is more beneficial to your life than sitting behind a screen for 10 years and working. People think hoarding money is how you become successful. They think you sit there with like 30, 40 grand in the account and you protect it like it's the last money you'll ever earn. And they'll sit there like this and they go, yeah, but if I spend 4, I've now only got 36. And you go, yeah, but it's the knowledge that you've got. It's the experience that you've gained. It means like you go and spend the 4, that now allows you to go and make 44 million. Do you know what I mean? It's just like that's the knowledge that you would gain from it. But they don't see it like that. They see it as like I'm accumulating pennies and I'm just saving for a rainy day. And you go and buy a house. You got nothing left. And you go, what now? And I don't know what they think the play is. I don't know what they think they're saving for. But it's like, it's not going to, mate, it doesn't work that way. I can't do all that anymore. Are you safe?
No.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Show the audience how much of a wild man you are. Very intelligent guy. We're talking about the Kardashev scale. I was like, you're the only person I've ever met who knows what it is. It was buzzing.
What's that?
Kardashev scale.
What is that?
So human civilization operates at like a 0.7. We need to get to a 1 to be self-sustainable. We don't use all the resources that are available to us, all the energy from the sun. We waste a lot of stuff. We're basically dying slowly.
In that Miami penthouse where it was.
I saw
the video. And then he goes, yeah, so it's a rooftop bar nearby. You want to go out? It takes like nah, I'm busy, seeing a bit G, and just like gets up and walks. He goes, I'll call you, and Klavik is like, yeah, have a good one.
Oh,
who's
that?
Thanks.
Really?
Oh, man, missed you. Good to see you again. Thank you. Have you been
Show you are for some of
look at this, this guy here for serious business.
Yes, yes. GTA style.
Working the Hong Kong pit.
Yes, exactly.
Hong Kong
made
racist
by an Indian.
Underpaid and overfucked. Justin exactly is underpaid and overfucked.
Yes.
Oh yeah. You have any food? You have any food, mate?
How big got you got?
It's huge.
Yeah. I just left the like cafe. It was like 12:30. Talking to these three girls, they left. And we like get up and we're like, all right, I think we're gonna call it night. And this girl walks by and he goes, okay, I'm going to open.
You know what? I respect that so much.
I was like, just go and do it, man. I was like, nobody here is going to go, do you know what I mean? I was like, if it goes good, it goes bad, I don't give a fuck. I was like, you're a man, it's a beautiful woman, go and talk to her. He was like, yeah, sure. So he goes and does it.
He's got a real feminine energy to him. Where like, he'll be all masculine running over and he'll get in front of him, he'll go, hello! And they're like, oh, hi, it's like really disarming.
Yeah. Une personne, et tant que tu t'es pas posé, vous vont te dire qu'il faut taper dedans. Ils sont pas là, enfin, je les faut que...
Pitch. Right. And then like gesturing, handling, questions answering, and then closing, right? So discovery is kind of like, oh, what are you doing right now? You know, you're doing for work, you know, and then you kind of dig into the pain around it, like, oh.
Do we have a beach resort thing going on?
Apparently it's more in Tiba. It's got something.
It looks, it's got this crazy.
Do it tonight.
Yeah.
Do it tonight.
We'll have a look. Either way, I think we just fucking freestyle it.
Yeah.
I think if people go,
the time anyway,
I just want a jet ski and just sit here, eat some food, I'm tired. I just saw a straight 10 and I don't want to leave, then do it, man. Do you know what I mean?
Burning by my bed for you, here now. That's what we do it at 1 a.m. Stings here for you, here now.
By my bed for you, here now. Here now.
After 4 o'clock, the weather is getting better, and there will be less wind. As you see, it's already changed. We are crossing two mountains, and the open sea, you will see that it's sunny now. You can just swim with your underwear, actually. There will be no one.
Yeah, no, I'll do it.
There is two...
I think it'd be funny.
You want to do spontaneous swim? Are you going to close someone during the tour?
Nah.
Nah. Bro, you need to close something. You need to
I'm not a closer.
It's the oldest city of Montenegro, 17 churches in it. You can get perfect shots there. It's the oldest city. It's a beautiful place. Lady of Rock also is a great place for the photos.
side like you do for you. Imagination calling me.
Only 3 hours.
Joe, 10 years ago, I used to play Assassin's Creed Black Flag, and I would imagine myself doing this. And now 10 years later, we are actually doing this. How crazy is that?
That's like the opposite of what you do every day. Like you're alone and you're working and you're inside. And then all of a sudden you're with guys who are also working probably more than you, making more money than you. And you also get to have fun. And that's what really I was missing. And for me, it was like, it's not just a trip. It's not just like a membership. It's an experience. Like you get to do everything you want to do and you're not missing on work. You're not missing on fun. There's no FOMO. You can do everything you want to do in one day. And that's the first time I've had that.
Yeah, sure. It's like
they're
also.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Do it?
I'll.
Took me in it,
definitely in it. Doesn't get more handsome than Monk.
It's about actually enjoyable. Like you had a baby kiss.
Yeah. No way.
That.
It's
not
it looks more blue on the camera.
I'm going to go.
When are you going to come back?
Sorry, I'm not going to
change your clothes. When are you going to get back? When are you going to
see it? Anybody going to jump in?
I'm doing it.
I think it was when we just went into this cave in the middle of the sea. And it's just like two guys on two boats. And I was like, can I just jump in? And the captain's like, yeah, you can jump. And I just throw my clothes and just dive in. And Chris is like, yeah, wait for me. And then have like five other guys from the other boat coming in. And you're just like swimming with people that you didn't know like 24 hours ago in another country. And I was like, oh wow, like, how did we come here?
We are proud. Living for the city, but the flames couldn't go much higher.
What? You are saying what?
We find God and religion. Paint us with salvation, but no one, no, nobody can give you the power to rise over love, over hate, through this side. Coming on my over fear into freedom.
Like one of the best days in my life.
That's what I heard that you apparently said. What did we do yesterday? It's easier if you explain.
We met up in the morning and then we drove to Kotor. And we had a meal there. And then in the afternoon, we booked two boats. And the weather actually has been amazing, like the sun was coming out. And yeah, then we went pretty fast to the base of Kodo.
Yeah, that was good fun. I remember seeing it in Chris's old videos. I think him balling on a budget in particular was a video that I watched a lot back a few years ago. And to actually do that and have that experience was so you know, eye-opening in a way. For me, coming from, you know, Essex, a landlocked place in Chelmsford, to being able to do all this and experience that, that for me is like mind-blowing, the things that we do on these trips and how good they are. I mean, you've done a lot of trips lately.
Yeah.
You've done a fair few. We're only in Cannes a few weeks ago. You're going to Mykonos in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And now we're sat on this lovely rooftop. How would you summarize like the O&M experience?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely like, I mean, a lot of people say about a lot of things that it's life-changing, but I would say like 1M is truly life-changing. Like you go, especially if you're a guy in your 20s, usually you are not a lot like traveling around and like to really cool places. Like you are not able to rent place like this for, I don't know, a couple thousand a night on your own. But with 1M, you can actually stay in those like baller locations.
Yeah.
And basically having a boring life, like almost every 20-year-old to traveling the world and actually going to the coolest place and staying at like really, really cool villas.
How did we meet?
How did Granada? We? Where did we first meet? We first met at Granada launch party when you were just that big and I was that big.
Back when I was a small lad.
Back when you were a wee lad. I feel like you're my long-lost brother. You're just a bit taller.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
I mean, every trip is like coming back to see like brothers.
Yeah.
And I will say one thing. It's been very cool to see people grow up together and see people like succeed in business. And it's not a group where you just like come and go, but like most of those guys I've met on other trips.
Yeah.
And so every time we come, we get to connect and see how business is going, how, you know, dating is going, how life is going, travels. And it's so cool to see people grow.
Mm. How would you say you've grown?
I'm a different person than Granada Launch Party. And I think every trip that I go on, I grow even more in terms of confidence, just life, business. I always have so many interesting conversations and take away new, you know, social media strategy tips and everything. But I think the big thing is seeing other guys' perspective on both life, on business, and what comes easy to them that maybe is something that comes hard to me. And just even that like micro, just someone saying something like completely, I don't know if you've experienced this, but like completely changes everything. Like, oh, you know, I'm struggling. So like, why there's some belief that I'm holding on to that just doesn't need to be held on to.
Well, the perfect example in my mind is Budapest. Even though actually even walking around Granada with you and Marcus, and then Budapest again with social media, Instagram.
Yeah.
And now you're like, now you go around with the little Osmo Pocket 7 or whatever it is, getting all the B-roll, getting all of the whatever you do on Instagram and whatnot.
What was that, November 2024?
Yeah.
I was not on social media for over 4 years. And I think I've posted a story, at least a story every day since then. And that was all thanks to you.
What can I say, guys? What can I say?
Are you ready? Are you ready? If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. You say, if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
ALANOROUS. Yeah. Up in the sky, pop a champagne, living my life in the best lane. I want to change.
The Guatinho in the black shirt.
Watch, watch of the recording.
I love it.
You are not
you
allowed to record.
Duarte, watch of the recording. You're saying.
I've been a throw up the sex in a. And I can put you in.
It's like this, you're going to have to move into, like, make sure that you're moving into opposition.
Sex in a,
C
seeing a lot of online communities being created recently, and they just never appealed to me. I've never joined any of them, but then I saw that this was real life and real people going on trips, having loads of fun, and that's what really appealed to me. And I'm more than happy to pay a lot more for a real life community, because it'll be more valuable than me joining 10 cheap online communities. Because I felt if I joined an online community, then you are just, you know, talking with a bunch of faceless people behind a computer screen. They could be living in their mum's basement and have no ambition, and they're not doing anything productive with their time. But when you're meeting the members of the community in real life and you see that they have real businesses, they have real jobs, and they're making real money, and you can learn stuff from them, and it motivates you to want to push even harder in the only thing that you're doing in your own life. I can put you in.
If you want to get some nice custom fitting clothes, suits, shirts, pants, you need to go to Vietnam, go to Hoi An, and you go to iChoose or any of the other many tailors out there. It'll cost maybe $150 to get a full suit and a shirt. You'll get everything that you need. You're gonna look nice, and you won't have to go to, you know, these expensive stores. You're gonna pay less than what you do back at home, and the most costly thing will be the flight to get there. But depending how much you save from the tailoring that you won't have to do, and the fitting that it will actually be perfect, you're gonna get a great deal. So, 1M Exclusive.